First hat fact of the day, 344 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. 79 were in the FCT. Lagos had 62. Rivers had 45. So it looks like the third wave is dying down. But I beg, don't let it catch you on its way out. Don't go out if you can avoid it. When you do go out, wear your mask. There's nothing that makes me happier than seeing people wearing their masks on the streets of Lagos. Like, it just tells me, oh, this is somebody that cares about their life, about their health, about other people as well. And maintain your distance from people. Wash your hands, sanitize your hands as frequently as possible. That way we can keep ourselves safe, keep each other safe. I have a great show lined up for you today, as always, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the federal government paying 50 to 75,000 naira a month to anybody studying to be a teacher. Ooh, yes, hear that one. And then let's talk about a House of Reps member saying that Ghana authorities held him at the airport because President Buhari said a National Assembly member is sponsoring terrorists. Oh, yes. And then we'll talk about the Senate confirming an EFCC board member whose CV says he started primary school before he was born. Wait till you hear that story. It's Wednesday. We're going to bring you the glass ceiling. We'll talk about the physical toll on work-at-home spouses. We were supposed to do it last week, but we're going to do it today. A woman is trying to find a hospital that will give her a fake prescription for bed rest. Look out for that story starting at 4 o'clock. On Balogun and Broad at 5, let's talk about the courier and logistics business. If you are in this line of work, if you are in the logistics business, I want to hear your experiences. Nata from the Sunday Morning Show is my guest because she used to own and run her own courier business. It's the realest business show on radio because we show you how these big headlines really affect your business. That's part of why you've made Hard Facts the number one current affairs show in the city. 1 million Lagosians, I always say, cannot be wrong. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you for giving me your afternoon every single day. Thank you for keeping a date with me at 3 o'clock every day. Like, it warms my heart. Like, some days I wake up and I'm like, I can't believe the magic we've created with this show. And I don't take it for granted. And I thank you so much for your part in it. As usual, I have headlines, business, sports updates every hour on the hour. But right now, let's get into the big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your Hard Facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on Hard Facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Will cash incentives attract the best and the brightest to study education and become teachers? Did President Buhari's speech make every National Assembly member a terror suspect? And did the Senate just confirm a nominee who lied about his age? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Anybody who's studying education in university will now get 75,000 naira a semester from the federal government. That's our first story. We heard this from Adamu Adamu, the education minister. He says the aim is to encourage the best and brightest students to study education and to go into teaching. Now, we've talked about this before. You remember, we've talked about the teacher deficit in primary and secondary schools. I've told you how the Teachers Registration Council of Nigeria says that less than half the people teaching in these schools are certified. That's why some states rely so heavily on youth corpus to handle teaching. So here's what we know. Undergraduate students getting a B.Ed or a B.A.Ed or a B.S.Ed will get 75,000 naira a semester. Those getting N.C.E., that's the Nigeria Certificate in Education, will get 50,000 naira a semester. Also, Adamu says the federal government will work with the state governments to make sure graduates under this program will get automatic employment. Now, I want us to look at this policy before you start calling me because my phone is already ringing. Well, before you call, let's look at this policy. First of all, do you agree with the premise that a 75,000 naira per semester stipend will attract top students to study education. Listen, before you call, do you agree with the premise that a 75,000 naira per semester stipend will attract top students to study education? On the plus side, student life is expensive, so 150,000 naira a year will definitely be something that students will be interested in. But on the minus side, the best students are not only thinking about school life. They're not thinking only about school life. They're thinking about their future career. Teachers don't make as much money as other professions, so the best students may prefer to choose courses that can get them jobs in higher paying professions. Then there's the issue of guarantees. How does the government ensure that those who collected the stipends in school will actually choose to teach after they finish? What if after getting the education, most of them choose other careers? After all, you have people working in banks that did not study banking and finance. Or what if they decide to leave the country with their education degree and go and teach abroad? In a policy like this, you have to think about churn. You have to think about what percentage of these students will decide to go on to teach here in Nigeria. So let's say that only 10% of students stay on. That's 10 to 1. So you didn't really spend 75,000 naira a semester to guarantee one teacher. You actually spent 750,000 naira per semester. I don't know if that makes sense. Because this raises the question of affordability. How much money can the federal government afford to put into the program? And is this the most cost-efficient way to get students into teaching? So we've talked about the premise, and then we've talked about guarantees, and then we've talked about affordability. Now let's talk about corruption. What guarantee is there that the students who end up getting these stipends are the deserving ones? Because there's something that we've often seen happening in schools, in schools and in government as well. We've seen rent seeking. So many times when there's a government program that says that is going to pay good money, you have so many people struggling to get into the program. And then the gatekeepers into the program now use the opportunity to demand kickbacks. And when that happens, the quality of admission usually suffers. People who don't deserve to be in the program get into the program because they're ready to pay the gatekeepers a percentage. Now, since this has been the norm in so many programs, the question is, will the education ministry have a plan to prevent it this time? So those are the policy questions I want us to consider as we discuss this plan. Is this the most cost-efficient way to drive up teacher numbers? Will these announced stipends attract the best and the brightest as intended? Will the best and the brightest choose teaching over higher-paying careers because of a stipend during their school years? Will the government be able to ensure that a high percentage of those who receive these stipends will indeed go on to teach in Nigerian schools? I know it's a lot of questions, but if it's a huge policy, we need to ask these questions. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Our number for women, 01465-7190. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Eben, I got your email I promise I'm going to read it and get back to you with a response. But thank you so much for sending that email to me again. I really appreciate it. Chinwe is our first caller. Hi, Chinwe.
No, I'm not a first-time caller. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good to be on the show today.
Yes, good to have you on the show.
So, thank you very much. I want to start with the federal government trying to encourage teachers or students to come into the education system.
That's right.
Okay. One, it's a good move, it's a good idea. Mm. But in Nigeria, things like that doesn't last.
Okay.
We've had programs like that that would have encouraged teachers or that would have encouraged the students to do well or better.
Okay.
But somewhere along the line, it was interrupted. One, the Empower program. Most of the people that got into the program, they did well. Some of them had to go back to do their master's in education, some PGD education.
Okay.
But at the end, they threw some of us in the street.
So
the federal government should not start what they cannot finish.
Okay.
They shouldn't give hope and then dump the students or maybe just encourage them to do what they are not even supposed to do.
Okay.
So it's better they define it and then select. We have good teachers in this country.
Okay.
And then also bring up other programs to screen those students. We have POSUME. The lecturers know those that are fitting to the education system.
Hmm.
We have some of us have our TRNC, we did the exam, we passed, but where are we in the street?
Hmm.
Still looking for jobs.
Hmm.
And that federal government, our Unity schools, they will never advertise their job opportunities.
Hmm.
So they know what they are doing. They should stop fooling us in Nigeria. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chinwe, for calling. I appreciate it. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Christopher Inikoyi is on the line. Hi, Christopher.
Hey, my presido. Congratulations.
Good to have you. Thank you.
Don't worry, we'll get there very soon, eh?
Okay.
Yeah, for this promise, I have trust issue with these guys.
Okay.
I don't believe them.
Okay.
Since he come back from that meeting, over there in that meeting, they went the other day, he promised to put either 50% more in education or something.
Right.
I don't believe them. Can I talk about that honorable that said they did something in Ghana?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Good for him. Okay. Just 4 hours, so he only just 4 hours. Go out there, go and see what millions of Nigerians are going through the hands of this their group income. Anything the president sent to them, they sign because they are romancing with him. This one, as small they see, just 4 hours they delay you in Ghana and you say your friends all over are calling you. When he called the youth, whatever name the other day, all of them were there. Abaribe make a move. They look, let's see how we can start impeachment move. They nearly chop off the man's head. They never see anything. As small the guy see. Thank you, President Jonas. President Sandra, congratulations once more.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you, Chris, for calling. Elijah is in Jakande. Elijah, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Elijah. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. You see, our federal government are jokers.
Okay.
They are good jokers. You know, if you look at the government today, look at the number of graduates, they want on ground. How many of them are they employed? The teachers they are talking about, how many of them are they employed? We have a lot of people. In fact, if you know how people struggle before they get employed to the federal government status, it will shock you.
Hmm.
Now, they've not even done anything. They are not saying they are going to pay certain part of which they promise that they are not going to make, they are not going to fulfill. What they are not going to do, they are promising that they are going to do it. And this does not really mean that people will, because of that, are going to education. We have a lot of qualified people on ground that the government have not employed. Look at Kaduna State. They sacked all their teachers. So which teacher are they promising that they are going to employ them again? Where they are attacking teachers?
Well, they're not promising to employ teachers. They're trying to encourage students to go and become teachers.
Then when they become teachers, what will happen? Are they going to teach themselves? Or when they become teachers, they will sit in their house. It's preparation to employ now.
Hmm.
So it's an empty promises.
All right, Elijah. Thank you very much for calling. Anonymous is on the line. Anonymous, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon.
Okay. I'm calling from Anthony Village.
Okay.
I'm a teacher.
Okay.
So that's why I'm interested in this particular topic.
Story,
okay. It has to do with the money, the stipend for
students.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, and you made a point. You hit the nail on the head when you said students going in for programs.
Mm.
They look at the bigger picture, not the school life alone.
Right.
So my own suggestion is to increase the welfare package of teachers.
Okay.
When students, intending students, see what happens to teachers, without even any stipend, they will go in for it.
Okay.
I don't know whether I get my.
I get, point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They will be interested.
Yeah.
But now, and like the Nigeria mantra, when programs like this are put in place, at some point, the gatekeepers, they steal the show. They deny the students who are qualified because maybe they are not ready to pass in some part of the fraction
of the money
of the stipend, or they don't know the man who knows the man who knows the man. So at the end of the day, the whole thing becomes
a mess,
the mockery of the whole exercise.
Right.
That's one. Then two, how far are we sure that the federal government can sustain this? We are into debt already. We keep borrowing, borrowing and borrowing. Now, when this time one starts now and then there's an influx, is it going to last 1 year? Is it 10 years? Is it for life? I mean, they should sit back, go back to the drawing table and look at the options that they have. How long are they going to be sustainable given our economic situation now? Look at naira to dollar. No, so I would suggest that they should go back to the drawing board and see what they can make. What the teachers have on ground, because I'm a teacher. That's why I'm interested in this.
Yes.
Now I've been talking of increasing the number of years. Nobody needs that.
Yeah.
Even if they're giving $1 million a day, I'm not ready to say beyond my 35 years.
Yes.
But what is more important is the welfare package, so that people will go in there, be diligent and be passionate about the profession, knowing fully well that yes, at the end of the day they will gain it. So that's my suggestion for now.
Thank you so much.
That program for me, is not that's not the root thing.
Okay.
Not the root thing that they should look into. All thank right. you so much for this. It's like, I'm a first-time caller, though.
I'm glad to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling today, Anonymous. All right, Lagos, if you just tuned in, hello to you. Good afternoon. We start the show here on Hard Facts with three of the biggest stories of the day. We call it the Big Three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your host. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. And for our first story, anybody studying education in university will now get 75,000 naira a semester from the federal government. Adamu Adamu, the education minister, said that this is to encourage the best and the brightest students to study education and go into teaching. So undergraduates studying to get a BED or a BAED or a BSED will get 75,000 naira. Then those that are getting NCE, Nigeria Certificate in Education, will get 50,000 naira. And he says that the federal government will work with state governments to make sure that graduates under this program will get automatic employment. And we looked at this policy. We took a look at the policy. We talked about the premise. We talked about guarantees. We talked about corruption. We talked about affordability. And my questions as we discussed the plan include, is this the most cost-efficient way to drive up teacher numbers? Will these announced stipends attract the best and the brightest? Will the best and the brightest choose teaching over a job in tech, for instance, or a job in media, or a job in oil because of a stipend that they were paid while in university? Will the government be able to ensure that a high percentage of those who receive these stipends will indeed go on to teach in Nigerian schools? Because these are the issues. Vivian is in Surulere. Vivian is not in Surulere anymore. But thank you so much for calling in, Vivian. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Hey, it's Temia. I'm calling from my papa.
Good to have you on the show.
Okay, so the problem with our government is that they like throwing money at everything.
Okay.
The solution to the problem is just throw money at things, then the problem will solve itself.
Okay.
This educational student they are talking about, before I went to, but the way they do is they give the last person, they're like, okay, let's just give these people education so that they will go to school. Do you understand?
Right.
So the money they want to be dashing out, let them use it to develop other schools. We are out of university now, no job, and I don't want to be dashing some other people money. So come and meet us, that we still do not have job.
Oh, sorry about that. Thanks so much. Kemi is on the line. Hi, Kemi.
Hello, Sandra. I'm a first-time caller. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you on the show. Welcome.
Yes, I studied education. I'm a graduate of education. I studied education English.
Okay.
in 2003.
Okay.
And I did my master's in education as well.
Okay.
Since 2006.
Okay.
Would you believe it, Sandra? I was never able to get a teaching job in any state in this federation. And especially in Lagos State, the thing is that if you are not well connected to anyone in the ruling party, you don't know any political office holder, you don't know any politician, you wouldn't be able to get a job as basic as a teacher's job in Lagos State. You just have to be connected to a politician. That's how bad it is. And so many states who employ teachers, they later sack them. They retrench them massively, massively for no reason.
Right.
That happened in Osun State. My auntie was a teacher. She was retrenched for 3 years. She stayed at home, but they later called them. So they don't even treat them well. They don't give them the kind of value that they deserve. And after serving for 35 years of meritorious service, those who stayed in the system long enough, they don't get their gratuity, they don't get pensions. At the end of the day, they keep living from hand to mouth, and you just wonder, what is the whole essence?
All right, Kemi, let's take a break, unfortunately. An announcement in Nigeria that a member of parliament is sponsoring terrorism. We are out on red alert to ensure that no member of parliament from Nigeria comes here to hide or to cause trouble. I had to come back home dejected. I lost my respect and my privilege as a member of this chamber. They've been calling me all over the world. My friends have been telling me, who among you is that person sponsoring terrorists? End quote. Those are the words of Igbagba. He also said, quote, it is wrong to throw a blanket accusation. He's asking the National Assembly to move a motion asking the president to name the lawmaker that he's alleging is sponsoring terror. He said, quote, all of us here are prime suspects. If you go outside Nigeria and you are a member of parliament, you are a prime suspect. End quote. What do you think, Lagos? On Monday, when we discussed the speech on the big weekend, I asked you whether or not the president should have named the suspected NAS member. Do you remember? We also had a conversation in the past about the other alleged sponsors of terror. Do you remember that conversation when we were talking about the 300 BDC operators sponsoring terror? I mean, the government comes out to say, we found 300 BDC operators sponsoring terror. But should that be enough? If there's enough evidence to talk about it, should the person not be named and arrested and charged? How do you think the National Assembly will react to this situation? Do you think that they will demand that the president name his suspect, or do you think they'll just go along with the status quo? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Kemi from Ikorodu, if you can, please call us back. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Sorry about that. If you can, please call us back. Hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, my name is Popo.
Okay. Good to have
I'm
you on the show.
I'm an Uber driver. I'm actually on the right.
Okay. Good to have you on the show.
I actually want to talk about the teachers.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, for me, I'm thinking, what is the assurance that they are not going to put their own people in? Gee, are you getting my point? Are they not going to put their own people? You know the way politicians behave.
Yeah.
Yes, they will now have their own, list. To the list of the people that would earn the 75,000. What it has to do with money, it will be a corrupt thing. So that's just my view. That the people that need the money will not get it. And I'm going to also support that teacher that said, treat the teachers that are doing it now, treat them well first. When you treat them well, then others will be encouraged to join. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. We've got Saint Julius on Facebook who says, how can one become a teacher since they are not valued? The brilliant students must also think of life after school, teaching, and how much they are paid before they try. These clueless leaders should just focus on treating our teachers well and forget all these pre-election campaigns that will end immediately they achieve their aim. People will never settle for minimum wage of 30K. They propose over 50K for stipend. I know VP Oshimba Jaw will be in charge of a committee that will see through this. Saint Julius with that message. All right, Saint Julius. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Kemi.
Oh, Kemi calling back. Welcome back. Thank you for calling. Yes.
So, am I on to Sandra?
Yes, this is Sandra. Go ahead.
Very good. So, I said that 75,000 naira they want to use as an incentive for a lot of people to get into teaching, for me, is not sustainable. Because once a new administration comes in 2023, they wouldn't be able to continue. And even after getting that certification, after getting that degree in education, there are no jobs. To get a teaching job with the state government now, you need to know a politician who is part of the ruling party. That's the way it works. They share teaching slots the way they share a cow. The way I would say, Sandra, come, let's share cow with Joyce. Let's share it. You gather like 15 of your friends and share cows. That's how they share teaching slots.
Oh, wow.
Some, depending on their position in the party, have three slots, some two slots, some one slot. So until you know someone who can bring you in into the system, you wouldn't be able to get a job. And so it's really not worth it at the end of the day. Anyone who thinks of something else they want to study, or who has interest in something else they want to study that can, you know, get them better remuneration at the end of the day, they should go into that field. This is not good enough incentive to make anyone want to study education, because at the end of the day, it really isn't just worth your while. And you are now left with private schools. Because once you can't get a job with the government, you're automatically left with private schools, and those ones are even worse off. They owe salary, the proprietors and proprietresses, they owe salaries for months. You keep, it's terrible out there for people who study education. It's not like this in other countries. Teachers are valued. Teachers are respected. They are loved. Their salary is almost as equal to what doctors earn. But here in Nigeria, it's almost, it's nothing to write home about. So really, when I saw this news that they are paying, they intend to give undergraduates 75,000, I was just laughing because I know what this system is all about. I know even after working for 35 years, you can't get gratuity, you can't get pension. So what are we talking about? It's just a charade, Andra.
Kemi, thank you so much for calling back. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
We've got Oluwafemi Naja on the line. Oluwafemi is a first-time caller. Hi, Oluwafemi.
I'm fine. I'm fine, ma'am. Nice talking to you, ma'am.
Nice talking to you as well. Go ahead.
I'm very glad talking to you. I don't have anything to say, but getting to this station, I'm very happy.
Okay. Thank you very much for getting through and for talking to us today. We appreciate it. You know, the interesting thing about teaching is that it's a universal problem. So you have teachers all over the world complaining about their welfare, about their salary, but it's definitely not as bad as the Nigerian situation. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yes, my radio is Sandra.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Uche.
Uche, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, my major problem with the government new policy to give 75,000 is that we're not even treating the fundamentals.
Okay.
Now, the question is, through JAMB, who and who do JAMB send to the College of Education and our universities? You will notice is the children, is the candidates with the low scores. How many people choose? So if you are still giving these guys, it simply means we are trying to fund not the best brain. So what the government should think of is this. We should restructure our educational policies. Let's get to the fact, maybe when you get to the second, third year, they choose the best students, also give them a program in education and give them this money. All the universities in Nigeria, I can tell you that the 5% of their students are those who actually came for education. Others just went there because they couldn't get admission in where they want to go. That's why they don't even go anywhere. So if we are doing this, I would suggest that the government choose maybe the first 10 students in all the universities and give them the education, give them education system so that they can go, when they come out to the secondary school, university, and they will give their best. It's not about giving 70,000 to someone who is even not happy with what he's studying. That's my own take. That's a bad policy. Instead, they should go and retrain the teachers, retrain them. They can put that resources into retraining them and paying them well. So people who come out with first class, second class, how many times do you hear first class students going to secondary school to teach? It's not possible because those who are teaching, they are not well fed. So why are we wasting money in these countries? Let our teachers be paid well and let the best students be sponsored into education. Okay. Simple.
Right.
That's my contribution.
Thank you so much for contributing. I appreciate you calling in. Joy in Festac is not there anymore. Let me go to WhatsApp. We've got lots of comments on WhatsApp. Sky from Lekki says, my mom retired after 35 years at level 16 as a teacher. Waited 3 years before getting a pension less than 3 million naira. Five of us studied education, but only one chose to be a teacher. Sky, thank you so much for your message. It's good for the National Assembly. They should face it for being a rubber stamp. I bet you nothing they can do. Oliver from Ikorodu with that message. Henry from Ikorodu says, I beg, make Baba name the corrupt members. Oh, all right, Henry. Thank you for messaging us. This one says, how I wish the House Speaker was embarrassed in Ghana. Michael from Lekki. All right, Michael. I love what happened to the rep member since they have decided to be a rubber stamp to the executive. I hope lots of them suffer similar fates. All right. More messages coming in. Sandra, here we go again with another beer parlor policy. Militants were blowing up pipelines. We chose to bribe them instead of developing the region. Bandits and Boko Haram are causing mayhem. We're cajoling them with ransom payments and making excuses for them that they have grievances. Now we want student teachers, and our best solution is bribe, because let's face it, it is bribe. How sustainable is this idea? If we must commit funds to this, why not make the courses subsidized in schools? The love of money is indeed our bane as a country. McPaul in Canada with that message on WhatsApp. Yes, by the way, if you are listening to us from the abroad, there is Skype. So call us via Skype. Look for Sandra. Look for Nigeria Info FM on Skype and then call us. The minister cannot pay TSS. Proposing 75K for students of education. Pay retired teachers their pensions and gratuity. All right. Can a renowned thief accuse others of stealing? The federal government should learn to wash their dirty linen in private and not public. They are all guilty of the terrorism allegations from the top of the list. All right. Well, you didn't put your name, but thank you very much. God bless you, Sandra. It's not all about best students going into teaching profession, because not all best students can teach. Theoretically, the new policy is all about 2023 campaign tactics. That's a message from David in Lekki. David, thank you very much. Uche from Aja says, my fiance is a teacher and I trust I know how she complains of the pitiful salary she collects. She's been a teacher for over 10 years. What is the guarantee that this plan will bring out the best brains? All right. We have more messages. This one says, we're quick to criticize government inventive policy. Why not give government benefit of doubt? I pray this policy comes true to shame doubting Thomases. Comrade Akban Silas in Magodo Estate with that message. All right, Comrade Akban Silas, let's take one final call and then we'll bring you our final story. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Meg Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Welcome, Meg.
Oh, the line is very faint. Well, let me just go ahead and say what I want to say.
All right.
Well, for me, if it's that encouraging to pay people 75,000, why don't they start with their children? Let them make their children teachers so that they can have the incentive.
it's just so painful that every time we are just treated as if we don't we are not better than we are.
Well, it's not teachers they want to pay 75,000. It's students who are going to school.
Let them bring their children to go study teaching education.
Okay.
And I heard what you said. Your children should go study education. So that they can give them 75,000. You've already qualified it as stipend.
Mm.
That's what it is.
Mm.
That's what it is. And it's not gonna do much. Like everybody has said, when they now graduate, how do you guarantee they will teach? Even if they teach, how do you guarantee that they have a good system that cares for them and looks out for their welfare? Is it not sad that people are calling in to say their parents taught for 35 years? They struggle to get their pension for 3 years, yet our political class, they have amassed everything for themselves. A government serves for one term of 4 years, and he gets over 200 and something. It's sad where we are. I just think we are too gullible as a people. We're too gullible. We just take everything hook, line, and sinker in this country. I don't know, but something has to give for us, Sandra. Something has to give.
Something has to give, Meg says. All right, Meg. Thank you very much for your message. All right, let's go from National Assembly members accused of terrorism to National Assembly members accused of overlooking fraud. In our third story, the Senate allegedly confirmed an EFCC board nominee whose CV said that he started primary school before he was born. Yesterday, Yahya Muhammad appeared before the Senate Committee on Anti-Corruption and Financial Crimes. President Buhari nominated him to be an EFCC board member. And so he came to the Senate for confirmation or rejection. And here's what one of the senators said about Muhammad's CV. Senator Hassan Hadejia, he represents Jigawa North, Northeast. And he said, quote, "The nominee, according to the record before us, started his primary school before he was born. There is also an overlap in the sequence of his educational experience because here he was born on 29th September 1969 and he started his central primary school in 1968. He was born in Boronu Teachers College from 1975 and 1988 while simultaneously he was in Boronu Teachers College from 1975 and 1988, while simultaneously he was in the College of Administration Studies from 1980 to 1981, end quote. Now, I've heard of very bright children in my life. I've heard of very bright children getting double promotions and skipping grades. But this one passed double promotion now. And then there's the part where he was attending Teachers College and College of Admin at the same time. This is a pretty phenomenal character. Now, it's one of two things. Either these are clerical errors in his CV and in the report, or this is a fraudulent CV whose dates were not properly aligned. And we've often seen this problem with civil servants who keep changing their date of birth by affidavit, for example. But here's the thing. Regardless of the reason for the discrepancy, should the Senate committee have confirmed the nominee without a clarification or an investigation? Because we've seen, for example, we've seen how some of these situations snowballed into big scandals in the past. Remember the back and forth with the Kemi Adeosun episode. Having seen such scandals in the past, should the Senate not be more apprehensive when they see an issue like this? How should they have handled the case of the man who started primary school before he was born? Women, call me on 01465-7190. And men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. By the way, on today's Glass Ceiling, I'll tell you the story of this housewife who was begging people on social media to show her a hospital that will agree to give her bed rest, or preferably write that she stays at home and rest for a whole week because she was overworked doing all the housework at home. So my question for the Glass Ceiling today will be, are work-at-home spouses getting the help that they need? Don't miss that conversation. It starts at 4 o'clock. That's in about 10 minutes. But for right now, hello.
Hi, Sandra. How you doing?
I'm very well. Thanks for calling.
My name is Shade.
Hi, Shade.
So when I heard this story, I almost hit the car in front of me. Next time, please give us warning that what you're about to say is going to... has potential to cause something. And I was like, and then to make it worse, you said they confirmed it. And yeah. I'm like, what happened to nay? Oh, I mean, isn't there a nay that they can say? I mean, I know they can say nay. We are not going to confirm you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just in shock. I said, yeah, I shouldn't be shocked because this is Nigeria. I mean, it's not good to say, but this is Nigeria. I shouldn't be shocked when we do things that make no sense. Maybe they think people are not going to pay attention. But it's one of their guys that brought it up. And yet they still were, don't worry, dude, doesn't matter. Shebi's only just the board of EFCC. How important is that role?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the irony of the whole sentence there. But I guess we'll see if it goes. I mean, I don't know if they can unconfirm it. Have they ever unconfirmed somebody after they've confirmed them?
Not to my memory. I don't know. I'll have to Google it.
It's gone. So, that's all I can say. So. Have a good day,
Sandra. Have a good day, Mama. Thank you for calling. It is a funny story, isn't it? Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Mark. I'm in transit.
Your name is? Mark. Mark, welcome. Go ahead.
I'm in transit, yes.
All right, Mark, go ahead.
Now, the question there is, with all this happening, what are Nigerians doing? What are the citizens doing? Should they be condoning all this? There are scandals upon scandals in Nigeria as a country. What are Nigerians doing? What are Nigerians doing as regards their elected representatives in the House passing? So, you know, I think that's the most important question. Because we keep having this, and like Nigerians have finally surrendered their power and think the power is now belongs to those people, and they don't have no power anymore. And I think that's where the main issue lies. It's a bad one, and it's a sad one for the country. It's like the citizens are doing absolutely nothing about it. And I pity for this country.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. All right. For our abroad people, call me now via Skype so that we'll put your call on air. You're abroad only. We've got Mila Itanola Isaac who says, is this money captured in the budget? Is it not the same teachers that want to go on strike because of salary issues? Just take care of the people will join if they are interested, if they are well treated. For the House of Reps member, it serves him right. All right. Leo Ozoma says, if the current Senate chamber will go ahead and confirm one Yahaya Muhammad, who was born in 1969 and started his primary school in 1968, into the board of EFCC, a revered institution, whom by himself wrote and submitted his CV to the Red Chamber, yet he wasn't dropped from the list, then referring to the Senate as a rubber stamp chamber is a huge understatement and unbelievably ridiculous. Needless saying anymore that whatever the executive arm of government submits to it is already approved before referring it to the committee and not in the power of Nigerians. Nigerians, power belongs to you. Please do the needful and liberate yourselves from such lots. All right, Prince Leo, thank you for your message. Benny's in transit. Hi, Benny.
Yeah, Sandra. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, but I'm a keen listener for your show.
I'm glad you're here.
You do a wonderful job.
Thank you,
Sandra. I see, incompetency everywhere. Can you imagine? Someone that's in school before he was born, just imagine. Not only that one. Last time our president made a speech of independent speech. He made a competency statement. Now all of our House Assembly, our senator, they're all inducted in that speech. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Fine. They're all inducted in that speech. Last time, Twitter handle of our president was brought down because of what incompetency.
I have to take a break. Thank you for members of House of Reps are sponsoring Boko Haram. That's just dust shaking. How bad they are deliberately putting image of Nigeria as a country globally, because this present House of Assembly are very weak. They're also careless with their affairs, oftentimes showing Nigerians how rubber stamped they are. On teachers, this administration is fond of throwing money up and down in Nigeria's in the faces of Nigerians with fundamental solutions. Okay, I meet you with that message. What's new about these government political office holders? Majority of them are guilty of the same or similar comedy. How do they get through screening? They'll confirm because they are all guilty of the same or similar. It can only happen in Nigeria, where all governments and elective offices are appointed through the roofs. What a ridiculous, pathetic joke. We're now a terrible, pathetic joke around the world. All right. Thank you very much, Ade from Surulere, with that message there. He's also asking if the governments are sincere and honest enough to keep to their words, because corruption won't make the government be consistent in the payments. This is another deceiving stunt from the government. The government cannot be trusted. Ade, thank you very much. House of Rep is of no use in Nigeria. It should be scrapped. David from Los Angeles says, confirming an unqualified candidate because he's from the north is a clear signal that we are not serious. Josh. Well, I mean, you don't know that he was confirmed because he's from the north. So come on, man. We've got John Paul from Amoa who says, why will a president even say such? The person that wrote and edited the speech are supposed to be behind bars by now. How can the number one citizen say such? He would have just called the name of the person or the people in parliament. John Paul also says, congratulations, President Sandra. Well, thank you very much, John Paul. And thank you to the Women in Journalism Africa for nominating me as one of the 25 most powerful journalists in Nigeria, women journalists in Nigeria. It's such a great honor. I'm on the list with phenomenal, amazing women. Ari Topo on CNN, Stephanie Busari on CNN, Kadaria Ahmed, a huge media woman, Ijoma from Arise TV, a host of other amazing, phenomenal women. And it's an honor to be on that list, honestly. So thank you to Women in Journalism Africa, and thank you to everyone who's been sending me congratulatory messages since I was announced as one of the nominees. We'll bring you business news, and after the business news, we will bring you the glass ceiling, where I'll be asking if work-at-home spouses are getting the help that they need.
And now the business news.